You're listening to SBS News. Anglicare Sydney, which operates Newmarch House in Cadence, says there are likely to be more deaths of the aged care residents that's been struck by a COVID-19 outbreak. 12 residents have died so far. Some relatives have accused Anglicare Sydney of poor communication and a lack of compassion. Mary Watson's 93-year-old mother is a resident at Newmarch House. She says her mother has terminal cancer and asthma and was diagnosed with coronavirus last Friday. Mary Watson says her concerns weren't adequately addressed until she went to the media. She says she's spoken to Anglicare Sydney's chief executive today and he's promised to respond.
He's assured me that changes will be occurring. He's looking at the concerns that I brought up to him. Mind you, these concerns have been brought up for the last 17 days, but today he's actioning on them. He says we will be able to get access to see our loved ones inside via the external gardens. He will look into nutrition. He will look into communication and getting someone to help with the WhatsApp app on the smartphone my 93-year-old mother has been given, who has no idea how to use it.
One issue raised by relatives is why elderly residents with coronavirus aren't being treated in hospitals. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says those decisions need to be made on a case-by-case basis.
It may be most appropriate to manage in site, or people may want to stay at home and be supported. But really those care decisions are a matter for primarily the patient, but also and often involve discussions about the family, about what is in the best interest and the wishes of that person in terms of their care.
Chief Executive of Anglicare Sydney, Grant Millard, says 34 of the 80 remaining residents have COVID-19 and 22 staff are infected. Mr. Millard says relatives and residents can now take part in window visits and additional resources have been made available to Newmarch House. He says the use of personal protective equipment is essential, but also a little confronting for the residents.
This is a very foreign environment because every resident is being seen by a care worker all the time in full personal protective equipment. That is a strange thing. It's a foreign thing because this is a person's home. This is where they live. So in one sense, it feels like they've been invaded. That's really tough. So now being able to facilitate more personal calls, connecting people with their families, having these window visits, that's so vital to actually put that in place. And I'm thrilled that those have started to take place.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australia is not too far away from being able to ease restrictions. He says one of the keys to being able to do that is getting more Australians to use the COVIDSafe app. So far, more than 2.8 million have installed the app on their mobiles, and Mr. Morrison has called for more Australians to follow suit.
Downloading the app is like putting on sunscreen to go out into the sun. It gives us protection as a nation. It protects you, it protects your family, it protects your loved ones, it protects our health workers, and it protects your job and the jobs of many others because it enables us to move forward and to get the economy back on the track we want it to be on.
The federal government is continuing to lobby for schools to return to in-classroom learning by the end of May. It's offered to bring forward $3 billion in funding to independent and religious schools on the condition they get students back into the classroom by the end of June. Victoria's Education Minister James Molino says the tactic is essentially asking Victorian parents to put money ahead of the expert health advice. Victoria is committed to remote learning in Term 2 and has ruled out any easing of restrictions until at least May the 11th.
What the federal government is doing is using funding to force non-government schools to ignore the expert health advice of the Victorian Chief Health Officer. You know, expert health advice, not money, should determine whether or not a school fully opens for students, staff and teachers.
The Commonwealth's Deputy Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says each jurisdiction is responsible for making its own decisions regarding education. But he says no one disputes that the best place for young people to learn and develop is at school.
Everyone agrees that the best place for kids, for all sorts of reasons, their educational outcome, their mental health and well-being, their social development, their physical development, the best place for them to be during those school years is in the classroom and being with their friends and getting the best outcomes. And we believe from a health perspective that is now safe for that to occur. Different states will make their own decisions in relation to their own schools that they run. Victoria is a little bit different from others, and ACT is a bit different from others as well.
And a home in Melbourne's east has been graffitied for a third time in an attack that appears to be motivated by COVID-19 racism. Police say the garage door was again graffitied on the 23rd of April between midnight and 8 a.m. Police have released CCTV footage of a person they want to speak to in relation to the three attacks. Detective Sergeant Daniel Taylor says the Chinese Australian residents of the home are distressed by what's happened.
It's very scary. It's happening overnight in the middle of the night. Everyone should be safe in their own home, and unfortunately for our victim, this has occurred on three separate occasions. So, we're taking it seriously. He certainly hasn't brought this on.
And you can keep up to date with the latest on the coronavirus in your language by going to sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.